Welcome back to Public Address Radio on Radio Live.
Good to be here, man. I have a feeling I'm going to enjoy your country. I was going through customs, and your customs dude asked me where I was from, and I said, Canada. And he replied, good on you, mate. Never been trying to get into a country before and been complimented. It's official now. New Zealand, you're right up there with birthdays.
Joining us now is Jason John Whitehead, but you can call him JJ. He's a Canadian comedian here for the New Zealand International Comedy Festival. He's going to be at Club Ivy in Wellington from Tuesday to Saturday with his show Straying the Course. And he's been here 2008 and 2009. And why do you keep coming back?
I don't know. Glutton for punishment, I guess, man.
Is the New Zealand Comedy Festival typical of comedy festivals around the world?
It's a pretty laid-back festival, actually, so I don't know, I think it stands apart. I really like coming back to New Zealand all the time, you know. It's a little bit shorter than some festivals, and it's more fun.
Yeah, I've noticed there seems to be quite a degree of partying around the festival here.
Little
is,
bit.
Is that normal?
Little bit, yeah. it's good, man. It's stress-free.
So you must be getting used to rolling into a country that you haven't been before and trying to sell tickets to your show. You know, I notice you're on Twitter. Is the social networking, is that helpful?
Yeah, that's kind of mandatory.
Yeah.
There's a few evils that you have to engage in this day and age if you're going to do stand-up. Unfortunately, I wish I was like an early 90s comic where you just had to, you know, wait for somebody to call your hotel room. That's the only way that they could get a hold of you.
Yeah.
Other than that, you can just have your anonymity and wander through the cities. But no, it's changed now.
And do you have a regular circuit you do each year? You do Melbourne and New Zealand?
Yeah, I didn't do Melbourne this year. I did some America and Canada this year instead. So I don't know. There's a little bit of a rotation. You know, it's been a year since I've been back here. So, last year I did Melbourne and a few other places. But you got to switch it up every now and then.
And was Canada how you remembered it?
Yeah. I spent 2 months touring across Canada and a month and a half of it living in my parents' basement.
Hey!
So, yeah, man, kept coming home to mom's house, and that's the first time in 12 years that I've been under her roof. So,
it was. That 70s show or something, isn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
Your little jokes don't work around here.
A little bit. It was a little bit weird, too. I must have looked like a serial killer to them because I'm staying in their spare bedroom, but I storyboard my shows and stuff. So you get like little recipe cards and put up the themes for every piece of my material. So they've got words like Nazi and gay choice and shoot myself in the head, put up on the walls.
It ends up looking like that bedroom from The Beautiful Mind, just strips of paper hanging down everywhere with little things circled and highlighted.
With my mom wandering in every now and then with cookies and milk going, are you all right, son? Is everything okay?
Is that why you chose to base yourself in Britain for 10 years?
To escape my family. No, I wish, man. No, I got a good family. Britain's the easy choice because it's got a nice, solid stand-up circuit. Tiny island, too, man, so it's easy to get back and forth. You know, every city is like the distance of Auckland to Hamilton, only they've got like millions of people in each one of the cities. Mm. So that's the great thing. You can be home on your couch after you've just played in Newcastle at the other end of the country for the night.
Those high-speed trains are amazing, aren't they?
Yeah.
I must admit, I went to the UK for a while and tried to be a comic, although not nearly as successful as JJ. And those late-night train rides home are pretty depressing if you've just done a 10-minute gig and it hasn't gone well and you haven't been paid anything.
you know,
it's a really long ride home.
Yeah, fair enough.
Straying the Course, is it a themed show? Is it? It's presumably all new from last time you were here.
Yeah, that it is. Yeah, it's about choices and the wrong choices that I've made and having the wrong opinions about certain things. So, but it's been fun. I mean, I've performed it a few times now, so it's here. I mean, it's been a lot of fun with the New Zealand crowd. So
do you get hecklers here? Because I have to say, one of the many YouTube clips that you have up there, there's the one at the comedy store.
Yeah.
Where you get a heckler. And I've never seen someone so relaxed about being mean. It's like 5 minutes. You're enjoying it.
What was that, darling? Will I be in training as a comedian? Well, clearly you won't be. Okay, that was a legitimate question. What, because you run some sort of training program opera comedians, you've got an inside track that you wanted to do. Eventually, you're going to have to realize the best way to get out of the hole would be probably to shut up. But, you know, did everybody hear that? The rebuttal was, no, you shut up. I think you'll find that I will stop talking eventually, but right now I'm kind of under contract.
I think I've learned how to deal with hecklers over the years, man. Yeah, you don't want to get too angry because then you lose the rest of the room.
No, you look like you're enjoying yourself.
Oh, that woman wanted to be angry at me from the outset. So sometimes you can just catch a person in the wrong mood, you know, or they haven't listened to the full sentence.
Yeah.
They're having a drink. They're trying to finish something that they've said to their friend next to them. They hear a key word and they just go, that's not on. You can't do that. And they've taken it out of context. And then they're angry and they don't know why.
What is your preferred way to gig? Is it 20 minutes in a noisy sort of pub party atmosphere? Or is it this long form, sort of an hour, more meandering style? What do you think?
Ooh, I don't know. It's all a rush though, isn't it, man? I mean, you've been performing long enough too now. I don't know. You get a kick out of doing a short set and leaving everybody wanting more. And at the same time, you feel fulfilled when you can do your whole hour show and see that the audience is happy. If you're doing, the thing about a short set is that you're always safe. So even if it's a disaster, you're out of there.
Whereas if you're 5 minutes into an hour long set,
if you're 5 minutes into your full length one man show, you're like, this is going to be the longest hour of my life.
Have you ever had one of those horror situations where you've had to fill time? And keep going and keep going and keep going.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that happens. I was, this just popped in my head, but the Soho bombings, I don't know if you remember those, about 9 years ago, I was on stage in Soho for the bombings, and it happened while I was on stage, and they wouldn't let people out of the building, out into the streets, because they had secured our building, and they wanted me to keep filling time.
Whoa.
A stressed out audience. They're like, just do it. Come on, we paid you for 30 minutes. You've only done 5 minutes. Keep going. I'm like, holy God, man. So, yeah, it's happened.
Good way to get them laughing.
At least the people weren't wanting to leave because of you, though.
Yeah.
And can you sort of explain, you know, when you always run into the same people on the circuit in the UK, no doubt. Can you explain what the relationship is like with other comics? Is it competitive or is it collaborative?
It's quite funny. I mean, you guys here in New Zealand seem like you all get along with each other really well as well. But it's great. Everybody's really nice to each other in the UK, and they say that's because it's a very healthy circuit, it's really successful, so nobody has much to complain about. Because I see it in America and Canada, it's a little bit more competitive. They're a little bit more backbitey because there tends to be just, you know, one seat at the top of the pyramid kind of thing. So they're all perceiving that they got to get over each other in order to get to the top. But it's not like that in Britain. It's a lot more relaxed.
Well, what I've noticed here is that they all present as friends, but they take comedians here. You'd know this, Jesse. Seem to take some joy in spending the entire week between seeing each other again, thinking up the worst possible insults they could lay on each other.
But that's healthy, right? If you're saying it's
true friendship. If you can really ridicule your friends and slam them all the time, then you're good friends.
Yeah, as long as they're saying it to your face, right?
Yeah, man.
And
yeah.
What about Edinburgh? Actually, because I know you did sort of three years in Edinburgh.
Yeah, and I'm doing it this year as well.
And what is that experience like?
This will be my 10th.
Wow,
Edinburgh.
And Edinburgh,
yeah, you lose track after three. That's a fair point.
And I guess
three and something.
for the comedian in the UK, the year centres around Edinburgh. Like it's focus for a lot of them.
Yeah, like right. So as of now, it's like 2 months away, and that was pretty much my plan. So I got this show here, working through this, and I'll take it away. I'm going to do Australia for a bit, and then Asia, and then I'm doing previews all through July, and then it all culminates in Edinburgh in August, and then in September, I sit on my couch and breathe a huge sigh of relief. I'm already thinking of hobbies that I might try to pick up.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to relaxing in September.
Just one final question. When you do go to Edinburgh, do you rock up and be a Canadian comedian and tell Canadian jokes? Because you're based in Britain, so people will have seen
yeah.
you.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, I don't really tell much. I don't think I tell much national identity jokes and stuff. I kind of stick to, I guess, immediate social jokes. So it's about friends or ex-girlfriends or dealing with, you know, social issues in your day-to-day life and stuff. So it's kind of international, I guess. I think many years ago, I used to come on stage and go, "Wow, things are really different here in Britain than they are in Canada. Yeah, you guys drink a lot," all that kind of stuff. But eventually, you have to move beyond that and
universal
try humor. Try to make maybe an emotional connection, not to be too cheesy, but yeah, try to say something that has a little bit more bite to it.
And you can see that for yourself at Club Ivy this week in Wellington. JJ's here for the International Comedy Festival. That was Jason John Whitehead, or JJ Whitehead, here for the Comedy Festival. Next up, we talk to Kiwi metal gods, Beast Wars.